بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن الشريد بن سويد رضي الله عنه قال: مر بي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنا جالس هكذا وقد وضعت يدي اليسرى خلف ظهري واتكأت على إلية يدي، فقال: أتقعد قعدة المغضوب عليهم؟ رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. This is the last hadith which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought under the chapter which deals with the various sitting positions. As we mentioned previously, as far as possible in every aspect of our life, we should take our guideline, an example from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When it comes to the sleeping postures, as just to reiterate, there's four possible postures a person can sleep in. One is face the right side with the right hand under the right cheek, which is the preferred posture emphasized in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in various ahadith. Then there are permissible postures, lying on one's back with the feet raised or even crossed over one another, provided one's satr is not exposed. This would be permissible. To lie or to sleep on the left hand side also would be permissible. And one is the forbidden posture, where one has to sleep on one's stomach. Likewise with sitting or with reclining, there are certain postures which are forbidden. As we find in this particular hadith, Shadid bin Suwaid radiallahu ta'ala who says, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by me wa ana jalisun hakada. He says, I was sitting in a certain way. And then he goes on to describe how he was sitting. He had placed his left hand behind his back. So he was leaning on his left hand and supporting himself on the fleshy part of his thumb. So the hand behind the back, and the actual section that was touching the ground was the fleshy part of the tongue. So leaning in that type of posture. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw him sitting like this, he says, are you going to adopt the posture of those people upon whom the anger of Allah descended? أَتَقْعُدُ قِعَدَةَ الْمَغْضُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked this type of posture. I'm going to mention it again. Person is sitting, leaning with his left hand behind his back, only leaning on his left hand. Some of us have this habit. Sometimes we put both hands behind the back and lean. That will be permissible. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked this particular posture that Shareed bin Suwaid describes. Only the one hand in the back, leaning on it and being supported by the fleshy part of the thumb. What is important for us to note is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited this. Clearly, we find in the hadith, أَتَقْعُدُ قِعْدَةَ الْمَغْضُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Are you going to adopt the sitting posture of the maghdub alayhim? Maghdub alayhim alludes obviously to Surah Fatiha, where we find in the latter part of Surah Fatiha two people are mentioned. One is the Yahud, the other is the Nasara. Allah Ta'ala, in referring to the Yahud, Allah Ta'ala refers to them as that qawm, that nation, بَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ they غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala refers to them as those people upon whom the anger of Allah descended. They conducted themselves, particularly with the previous Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam, in such a manner that they became deserving of the ghadab and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, what is actually the prohibition in this? Prohibition is what we call, ulama refer to this as tashabbuh. Tashabbuh means to imitate. imitate. Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum. This is an overriding principle. Allah Ta'ala's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever you imitate, Allah protect us. Allah will count you and Allah will raise you amongst them. So this is an overriding prohibition in every aspect of our life. We have a choice. Choose the way of the Yahud and Nasara. Choose the way of the people of Batil. Choose the way or the culture of the people of Kufr. Or choose the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These two are oil and water and they don't mix. We have a sunnah culture. We have a sunnah mannerism. We have a sunnah way of life. Which no one has any excuse that this I don't know. It wasn't the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they meticulously pointed out to us everything that is associated with sunnah. In fact, Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we find there is one saying, Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, لَقَدْ تُوُفِّيَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَمَا طَائِرٌ يُقَلِّبُ جَنَاحَهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَّا ذُكِرَ لَنَا مِنْهُ عِلْمًا. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's wafat and demise occurred in such a condition that there isn't a bird that flapped its wings in the heavens except that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave us some knowledge about that also. In other words, nothing has been left to our imagination or to our interpretation. Everything has been mapped out to us. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ فِيهِ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, we revealed upon you, we send down, نَزَّلْنَا, we send down upon you Al-Kitab, the Quran. تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, it contains all the guidelines and fundamentals. Tibyan, in other words, Allah Ta'ala, this actual literal translation of Tibyan al-Likulli Shay is that in the Quran is the explanation of everything. Obviously, the Quran itself is not the explanation of everything. What ulama ikram, we find the mufassirin, the commentators, when they, in the commentary of this verse, they mention, they say in the Quran contains all the basic guidelines and fundamental principles of deen. The further explanation that we find in the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the intricate details, tibyan al-likulli shay, this is a complete package, Quran and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These two can't be separated. Today we find that in certain parts of the world there is this new fitna that has arisen. That mashallah, I obey the Quran, I follow the Quran. Sunnah, this is, na'uzubillah, adulterated. There are different interpretations. It's not protected. We can't rely upon it. All sorts of things are being said. And the objective of this ideology that is being propagated, this new fitna that has arisen, is to distance us from sunnah, from the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Imam Ghazali rahimahullah used to say that distancing yourself from sunnah, this is khufya shirk. This is the starting point, this is a hidden agenda of shirk and of batil. And in one, or he used to say, this is khufya kufr. This is tantamount to kufr, to distance yourself from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because you cannot practice on the Quran unless you follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many places in the Quran Allah tells us? Wa atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul wa atiyu Allah wa atiyu. There's no way in the Quran, wa may yuti' Allah wa Rasul. There is no way in the Quran, to my knowledge, where Allah Ta'ala commands us only with His obedience. Wherever Allah commands you in the Quran, obey Allah with it. Allah Ta'ala mentions Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ. obey Allah and His Rasul. So you can't practice on the Quran unless you follow Sunnah, because the Quran is commanding you. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever you have received from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah doesn't just say follow it. Technically, what you receive? You receive His practices. So the command or the injunction of the Quran should have been follow it. What does Allah say? Allah says فَخُذُوهُ. The word khud means to catch hold of something. Hold on to it. Allah doesn't just say follow it. Allah says hold on to it. Don't let it go. In other words, the Quran is vehemently commanding us to follow Sunnah, follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I mentioned, whenever Allah Ta'ala talks about itaat and obedience to Allah, inextricably the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned. One place in the Quran, this is ajeeb for those who understand Arabic. What does Allah say? May yuti'i rasula faqad ata Allah. May yuti'i rasula faqad ata Allah. He who obeyed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he who followed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with ta'keed, with emphasis, faqad, without a doubt, what has he done? He has actually obeyed Allah. So to obey Allah, you have to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dhahak rahimahullah used to say, "Mathalu sunnah fi dunya kamathali jannati fi al-uqba." Mathalu sunnah fi dunya kamathali jannati fi al-uqba. He said the example of sunnah in this dunya, the example of sunnah in this dunya is like the example of jannat in akhirah. How? من دخل الجنة فقد سلم. The one who entered Jannat, he is protected forever. In Akhirat, in dunya you want to be protected, follow Sunnah. Like Jannat entry is protection in Akhirat, in dunya, following Sunnah is protection. So particularly, mashallah, many brothers are out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, spending time in Dawat and Tabligh. This is Dawat and Tabligh, Sunnah. If Sunnah is not coming in our life, we are not doing tabligh. This is absolutely essential. I remember first when we went to arrive in Nizamuddin, that time we find many years ago in with our Jamaat, any person who came out in Jamaat would have a little kitab or a booklet of Sunnah with him. And daily they would be learning Sunnah du'as, Sunnah practices. He says, part of your daily home talim is this. Make muzakara daily in your home. How much sunnah is there in your home? Imam Malik rahimahullah, he says, As-sunnatu kasafinati nuh. As-sunnatu kasafinati nuh. He says, sunnah is like the ship of Nuh alayhi salam. Man raqibaha faqad naja. Anyone who got onto that ship was saved. Kadhalika. من لزم السنة فقد نجا ومن تركها فقد غرق. He says, likewise, whoever follows Sunnah will be saved, and whoever abandons the Sunnah, like the people of Nuh alayhi salam that didn't get onto that ship, they drowned. Likewise, this ummah, if it will not follow Sunnah, will drown, will be destroyed. This is our protection, this is our fortress, and this is an And as I've mentioned many, many times, my respected brothers, Sunnah is not just to talk about Sunnah. Sunnah is not just to talk about Sunnah. Sunnah has to be learned. Deen seekhne se aate hai. Deen will come by learning. Unfortunately, today many of us have this attitude when it comes to learning deen, that I've reached the age now, no more go to maktab, no more go to madrasa, so it's not necessary for me to learn. This is a great deception. We have to learn every day. This is what our ilm and zikr of our 6 points is. Learn, acquire the knowledge of deen. Acquire, zikr means what? Zikr means to practice. Kullu muti'in zakir. Ulama say everyone who obeys and practices, he is zakir. So ilm and zikr, learn and then put into practice. This is what our third point of tabligh means. And this is something essential. In case we've run out of time. Allah gives tawfiq.